by Linford Beachy, published by Present Truth Ministries, Answering Objections, Genesis 1-2. Trinitarians have had a hard time finding a third person in the Old Testament, so if there is the slightest possibility of a third individual in the Old Testament text, you can be sure someone is going to use it to try to prove the Trinity. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 is no exception. This verse says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Here we learn that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This text does not say the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. I realize that with a non-Trinitarian mindset, it would mean the same thing if it did, but some Trinitarians think that the Spirit of your Father is different from the Holy Spirit. The former is understood to be the Father's own personal Spirit. The latter is sometimes thought to be a separate, distinct person, sometimes thought to also have his own personal spirit. Yet Genesis 1-2 mentions the Spirit of God as if it is God's own spirit rather than a separate individual. Yet the nail in the coffin for the possibility of this verse proving the Holy Spirit to be a separate person is when you read Psalm chapter 33 verses 6 and 9. Here it says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath, ruach, spirit, of his mouth. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Psalms chapter 33, verse 6 and 9. The Hebrew word ruach that was translated breath in this verse is the same Hebrew word that was translated spirit in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Here we find that the word of the Lord is used synonymously with the spirit of his mouth. This is clearly speaking of God's literal word that created the heavens. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." John chapter 6 verse 63. In Psalm chapter 33 verse 6, God's word is called the spirit of his mouth. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, it says the Spirit of God moved on the waters, and the next words are, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. The context is clear that God was creating the earth, and it is in this context that God's Spirit was moving upon the waters. The Spirit of God in this text is referring to his word as demonstrated in Psalm chapter 33 verse 6, which tells us it was a spirit of his mouth. Please don't get me wrong, God's Spirit is much more than just the literal Word of God. In the book Understanding the Personality of God, we saw that God's Spirit is his own self, John chapter 17 verse 5, not just his words. Please contact us to request your copy of the book Understanding the Personality of God. Yet in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the term the Spirit of God refers to God's Word that was active in creating the world. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.